My grandfather was in the Polish army. Germany invaded Poland 1939. He escaped from Poland, so avoided the German occupation. He ended up coming over to Britain, where he served under the, I think it was the 1st Polish Armoured Division in the east coast of Scotland. During that time, he met my granny. He was a school teacher. It was a wartime romance. They got married very quickly. I think actually she might have been pregnant when she got married with my uncle. My dad came along in 1943. My grandfather, he saw action in Normandy, northern France, I think the Netherlands as well. And in the end, in 1945, they were one of the units that were stationed to occupy Western Germany. He was arrested for some reason, and his fellow soldiers broke him out of the army prison. So he couldn't go back to Britain, so he chose to go back to Poland. My granny was heartbroken. As far as I'm aware, there was no direct contact between them ever again. And so she had to bring up her two children in Scotland. He went back to Poland, married again, had four children. His children never knew that they actually had another half-family in Scotland. My father and my uncle grew up. They never knew their father. They only met him when they both went over to Poland in the 1980s. So they would have been in their 40s. But even with them going over there, my grandfather kept that secret from his wife and from his other four children. He unfortunately passed away in 1990. So I never met him. My father, my uncle, they have four half-brothers and sisters. My uncle contacted them. He must have been interested to know what his father was like. We sort of all met up in 2007, and they sort of embraced my dad and my uncle as long-lost brothers, and they're now in regular contact. Both my dad and my uncle, yeah, they do take an interest in Poland. Both my dad and my uncle can speak a little bit. They have tried to sort of embrace that Polish culture a bit.